Special thanks to Chris Polk for being on the show. Man, was he awesome.
He's so funny. He high-fived pretty much everybody in here as he walked out.
He did a victory lap around the studio, the large studio here.
He sort of walked in like he was really shy and he had no idea there was an audience.
Oh, I know.
But he totally played it off once he said
it. Facial expressions, priceless. And you can follow him on Instagram.
He is on Instagram, Incredible Polk.
And he didn't tell us that was one of his nicknames.
I can't believe.
Incredible Polk is an awesome nickname.
That is an awesome name.
All right.
All right. Well, this part of the show, Incredible Polk or not, you may want to work out. So check out our latest Fitz Tips this week.
Fitz Tips is brought to you by Dairy Max and Fuel Up to Play 60.
Coach, we keep hearing about interval training and how it's really supposed to jumpstart your metabolism. What's the best way to incorporate that into your workouts?
Interval training is great because it keeps things interesting. So, you know, I like to do a lot of different things, but, you know, running 30 minutes every time you do cardio gets a little boring. You have to mix it up. So all you need is a, you know, $20 wristwatch, and you have an interval tool. You can jog for 2 minutes, walk for a minute. You keep that going for 30 minutes, and therefore you've jogged for 20 and walked for 10, and your heart rate goes up and down, but it levels off to average about what you would do jogging in a steady state. So they're all great tools, and interval training is one of them.
Houston area schools have healthy breakfast available every morning. Get more details from your school.
Well, clearly we have a lot to work on. I have to do my interval training, and with about 12 hours to kick off, I have to set my fantasy football lineup. Here's John Harris and FanDuel.
Week 3 of the NFL season is upon us, and it's time to queue up our favorite activity, fantasy football. Yes, it's FanDuel formula time, and I'm going to give you some fantasy hits this week, and one you got to stay away from. My first one is Cam Newton. Yeah, I saw him last week, but with the run game, with the pass game combination against New Orleans, they give up a lot of yards to Jameis Winston. I think Cam Newton is a huge pickup. If you haven't got a quarterback, he's the way to go. And on FanDuel, he's $7,900, a pretty good value. Running backs, everybody's looking for running backs. How about one maybe you've never heard of? Deion Lewis. Yes, for the New England Patriots, a run-pass threat. And if you're in a PPR league, he's a huge waiver wire pickup. And on FanDuel, $6,700 is flat-out dollar store type money. Well, here's a guy you want to stay away from this week. Mark Ingram, New Orleans Saints. Drew Brees, questionable. Going against the Carolina defense. Yeah, you're going to want to stay away from Mark Ingram. Even at $7,900, stay away from him. Guy you don't want to play this week. Go to HoustonTexans.com/fantasypass and play our game against me and hundreds of others.
All right, great. Some fantasy football stuff from FanDuel. Reality football tomorrow right here at NRG Stadium, Tampa Bay. And only, what, the third time they've ever been here?
Hispanic Heritage Day,
yes.
And DeAndre Hopkins' line of clothing is in the team store, so stop on by, get your Somos Texans T-shirts and hats.
You know, it's really only the second time they've ever been here.
Because the other time.
Yeah, because two other times you've been down there. This is going to be large. Jameis Winston tomorrow, my goodness.
Third number one pick overall
in a row. And four of what, the first five games? I mean, this is getting kind of ridiculous here. How about a win? How about a win, fans, right? You want to see something tomorrow? You know, 0-2 for the first time since 2008. I didn't like remembering that little detail. And that year, the Texans started out 0-4, but went 8-8. Look, there's a long way to go, right?
But we could change everything in the AFC South after Sunday's game. So
that's right.
All within
that's
the game
right. How about this? The Texans could possibly be with a win tomorrow in a four-way tie for first in the AFC South. As tough as it's been so far, that's got to give you a little bit of hope. So that's what we're looking forward to.
Hope.
Hope. Well, and a win.
And a win.
That would
be nice.
Good.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to do it for tonight's show. We want to thank everyone who worked on the program. We'll be back next week with another special Texans guest. Thanks again to Chris Polk. Have a great night, and go Texans.